Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A worker with HCJB Global in the Middle East and North Africa has been arrested for his faith. President Wayne Peterson says, "It's big to HCJB because it's personal. This young man has played a key role for HCJB over the last 2 years. Security risks prevent us from getting more specific, but Peterson explains,
"We pray that God would intervene in the situation to release this brother back to his family. We also pray that God's presence would be strongly felt in that prison cell and that he would not be discouraged but encouraged."
His family's also at risk. His ID and passport were confiscated, too. He's been required to return for interrogation, and the next few weeks are critical.
Pray that he might have opportunities to share Christ with others that are in prison, and God would use this situation as a way to bring other people to faith in Jesus Christ.
And there was a deadly fire in Andhra Pradesh, India. MNN's Katie Harth has that story.
In a rural Christian community, believers watched helplessly as flames consumed everything they owned. The fire took at least 5 lives and some families' livelihoods. Donna Glass with India Partners says they're sending kits with essential daily items: food, blankets, clothing, towels, and so much more.
It sounds like a lot, but the prices in India make it such that you can provide all of this for a family for $80.
Go to our website to help. Pray for the families who've experienced loss,
that they know God's peace, that their faith is not shaken, that they remain strong.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a presence on Facebook. Just search for us, Mission Network News. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.